From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump said the United States is willing to go either way in response to North Korea's development of nuclear-tipped missiles. The president spoke after South Korea said Tuesday the North is willing to start talks with the United States about giving up its nuclear weapons. South Korea's top security advisor told reporters Tuesday that Pyongyang signaled there was no need to keep its nuclear program if military threats against the country are eliminated. He said North Korea was receptive to discussing denuclearization and normalizing relations with the U.S. Heavy fighting continued unabated Tuesday in the Syrian rebel enclave of eastern Ghouta, one day before the U.N. Security Council meets to discuss the escalating violence. The continuing violence has undercut a U.N.-demanded nationwide ceasefire in Syria. The ceasefire's failure prompted Britain and France to request a closed-door meeting of the Security Council on Wednesday. A Russian transport plane has crashed in Syria, killing all 39 people on board. The Russian Defense Ministry said it was a technical problem that brought the plane down. It was not shot down, it says. The U.S.-led coalition battling the Islamic State is asking for a pause in fighting in northwest Syria, where the Turkish government and its allied Syrian militias are fighting Kurdish forces in the town of Afrin. U.S. Army Colonel Thomas Veal, a spokesperson for the coalition, told VOA, "We call on all parties to take measures to de-escalate violence and avoid endangering civilians." This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency warns mounting inter-ethnic tension in the Kasai region of the Democratic Republic of Congo threatens to plunge the region into renewed violence, with fears of more civilian displacement. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
Last month, inter-ethnic fighting caused more than 11,000 people to flee their homes in the northern part of the Kasai. The number is insignificant when compared to the 900,000 Congolese who have become internally displaced since the Kasai crisis erupted in 2016. But the UN Refugee Agency takes the situation very seriously. It notes Congolese government forces have regained control of large areas of the Kasai, but it says sporadic fighting between the armed forces and militia groups continues as ethnic tension grows and more people flee. An additional complication concerns more than 35,000 people who have fled to Angola. UNHCR spokeswoman Ekaterina Kititi says her agency only recently learned that Angola has forcibly deported some 530 Congolese between February 25 and 27. She tells VOA she does not know why the Angolan government took the action. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. Interior Department has opened the door for trophy hunters to again bring back elephant parts from Zimbabwe. President Trump, however, calls elephant hunting a horror show. With no fanfare, the Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke issued a letter saying officials will review requests to import elephant parts on a, quote, case-by-case basis. The Obama administration had banned elephant trophy hunting imports. Pakistanis who make false accusations of blasphemy should receive the same punishment as those convicted of the offense. That's what a special committee on human rights in Pakistan's Senate recommended on Tuesday. The head of the special committee told VOA, "This recommendation does not intend to tamper with the existing blasphemy law of the country. It suggests that the law should not be misused." Blasphemy is considered an enormously sensitive charge in Pakistan. One of the country's top courts recently ordered Pakistan's parliament to enact legislation against those who misuse the law. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Jones, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.